And friends, get a copy of the book. Your gift of $10 or more to Save America Ministries will help you to lead your families in the ways of the Lord. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Don't neglect this grace that is to lead your family in worship in a Christian home.
Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bring news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, certainly our good friend Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Melody. How are things going? And why don't you bring us up to date on what's happening in the gold and silver and precious metals market according to you and your outlook?
Well, I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much. And certainly, again, we see more pressure put on gold than silver. Platinum and palladium seem to be doing well, and I believe that probably multiple things that are going on in the platinum and palladium area, most likely to deal with relationships that's growing between Russia and China needing to do something about their pollution, whether they do something about it or not remains to be seen, but we know that palladium and platinum are used highly in environmental purposes and catalytic converters for vehicles. And plus, I think there's also having some problems in the mines in South Africa that is also putting pressure on both of those. I think platinum at these levels is not a bad buy. I'm not so sure I would touch palladium at this level. It's never really gone above 1,000, and that was a play that was done by Ford. So how this all plays out remains to be seen. But gold and silver, again, have the pressure of the major manipulators coming in and keeping the price from really just sort of staying around the $1,300 level. Some of the coin prices, we've seen some jump in, but just certain. But I think also the big news is Silver Eagles, the sale of 1 ounce Silver Eagles from the U.S. Treasury have just skyrocketed this year. It looks like this year is going to be a record of 1 ounce Silver Eagles, and particularly this month, I mean, it's just crazy the number of Silver Eagles that are being sold. And they're being sold in large lots also, so it's not the mom and pop that's in there buying, you know, a tube here and a tube there. There's people coming in buying very lots. I think we sold more Silver Eagles this month in lots just like that than we've had in the past. So,
well, how much are they running, Melody? How much does the Silver Eagle actually run on today if you go out and say about 100 of them?
Well, we're only charging $275 over spot, which is a special we've been running this month. And a little bit of last month, the end of last month, we started running, but you'll see figures of any from $3 to $4 above spot. And that's what's so odd about the situation is as much buying that is going on, it hasn't done anything to the premium, and they're readily available. So the Treasury is having no problems keeping up with the demand, which is highly unusual because in the past, they certainly had their problems. And I know where they get the plants in order to make the Silver Eagles. I know these manufacturing plans can have problems for one reason or another that can, you know, sort of create a delay for the mint. But things seem to be going right along, and people are just buying them up, and it's surprising the price of silver is as low as it is.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, have a question or comment on the gold and silver market, this is the person to ask, Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. But we're entering into a very, very difficult time. Everything is manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we don't have free markets. We have controlled markets where the major banks and major financiers are manipulating the price of almost everything. And who are we going to complain to? The government? The major banks control the government. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. This is the time to certainly get it answered.
And the storm cloud gathers.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Thought we'll be back in a moment. And Melody is simply saying that there's a very, very real concern that many of the hedge funds are going out, and they're certainly buying up a property, and then they're certainly renting that property out at very high rentals, and then of course they're making bonds out of their purchases, but they're setting themselves up for something very, very similar to what we had before, where you have bonds being backed by property values, but property values are not necessarily stable. And when you have bonds that certainly are not stable, you're laying yourself open for all sorts of complications. Would that be a fair appraisal, Melody?
Absolutely. And he thinks that these major banks, he says, they're just holding on to all their foreclosed properties. And he thinks that's what's truly going to bring these banks down. is holding on to all that property, and you know, they're passing, well, some of them are passing the stress tests, but many of the banks, or a couple of the banks, anyway, Bank of America and Citibank, they just, you know, change the numbers around so that they can get around and pass their so-called simple stress test. So, I mean, the whole system, and what I find interesting, and I was thinking about it right prior to the program, I was reading about, you know, some of these companies, these retailers are coming out with some better than expected numbers, but yet, you know, the retail numbers overall were very poor, and they blame it all, of course, on the first quarter, the weather, the bad weather that lots of parts of the country had during winter. It's like they really don't care if they're consistent anymore with their reporting. And, you know, they'll just say anything any one day in order just to keep the markets going. The markets aren't based on anything. There's no fundamentals on these, on the paper markets anymore. The fundamentals are basically based on what Janet Yellen and before her Ben Bernanke had to say, and decisions and trading was based on that. And this is what we see today. There's no fundamentals at all in these markets except the Federal Reserve. I can't even imagine with the paper markets as high as they are, why people wouldn't be getting out in droves because the markets cannot stay. Even if they do experience some upticks here in the next couple months or so forth, it's an election year, it's possible. The long term of these markets, they're just going to come tumbling down. And certainly gold and silver will benefit from that. So people really do need, if they're making profits on their paper, pull that profit out and get it protected with gold and silver.
I think it's vitally important that people understand that basically the problems we're facing today, exactly what we faced back in 2007, 2008, we don't hear very much today about the derivative danger, and yet our major banks are all holding massive amounts of derivatives. I mean, some people estimate it may be well over $250 billion, and there's nothing really behind it. They do not have any reserves at all. It's simply a means of accumulating money so they can pay their large bonuses out of their employees, and suddenly the banking employees are doing very, very well. But the whole system is built upon debt. And right now, of course, it's running at 11, maybe 8 to 10% somewhere there. But if this thing ever starts getting much higher than that, my fear is the house of cards will come down again. Only this time, where are we going to get the money to back it up? Back in 2008 and 2009, we were finally able to find out what the Fed had really done, and the Fed had lent $16 trillion. $16 trillion in increments to banks all over the world to keep the whole thing from collapsing. They did. Certainly a lot of people lost, and then, of course, the market came back again. But my fear is this is going to happen all over, and they can't keep simply coming out with $16 trillion here, there, and elsewhere. One of these days, and now especially with China and Japan and China and Russia moving away, the so-called BRIC nations, China, Russia, South Africa, India, and basically they're moving away from the dollar, and this has potential terrible complications for the stability of our currency. What are your thoughts on that? And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, I have a question for our guest, Melody Cedarstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call, but remember, derivatives are called financial weapons of mass destruction. I think they are, and I think they're still there. I don't think our problem has been solved at all. What are your thoughts?
Well, I know, like Bank of America, they were changing out their derivatives, opening and putting them in separate accounts in different areas of their banking function, so that if they did fail, taxpayers would be responsible for those derivatives. So they're all positioned. They have them. They know what can happen. They went through 2008, 2009, 2010, and so they're very real and they're very dangerous, and they are weapons of mass destruction. Federal Reserve has put, you know, trillions of dollars into these markets with how many quantitative easings, and all they really did was stabilize the markets. And if they would have left some entities fail, perhaps we wouldn't have the relationship building between China and Russia without the U.S. playing any part to their agreements in what they're creating and in these groups that they're creating. So certainly I do believe countries are positioning themselves for what is about to happen. They're certainly picking sides on who will work together. And I think those who, the central banks who carry the most gold, you have Russia, they're continuing to purchase gold. They purchased a significant amount in April. And we know the China's appetite for gold. So these countries are the ones that will do the best. I mean, they're still going to be hurt, and so they still have their own problems, but certainly not like the people here in the U.S. and even in Europe.
Well, tell me, what is your impression about what's going on in Europe today? Certainly, we're not hearing too much about Europe, but I think that certainly the southern European countries are still on the brink of financial collapse. They tell us Greece is doing so much better, but they've had to take tremendous steps for austerity and cutting back on pensions. And we are talking about, 25-28% unemployment in the general population, much less especially the non-trained population. What do you hear from Europe, and certainly what are people doing in Europe with their investments?
Well, I think so, too. You hear about Europe. Well, actually, you hear very little about Europe anymore. And anytime you can have injections of, billions of dollars into an economy from the IMF, certainly, it stabilizes things. They have the austerity, and, again, their people were hurt, but with high unemployment rates, how good are these countries doing? You have France that's ready to go belly up. I don't think Italy is much better. Basically, they have tourism, and I saw Obama out there stomping the ground saying that the U.S. needs tourism to help our economy. No, we need jobs. We need manufacturing jobs. We need to produce things here in this country. That's what will help this country. I don't think Europe is in a position. I think they're being a little bit to the quiet side with what's going on with Ukraine. But Spain's the same way. Their unemployment rate is up there in the 25, 26, 27%. They get money from IMF. So they all have their problems. So I don't think Europe is doing much better. Well, they're probably doing a little bit better than what we are, but how are they doing? They're doing it by support of central bank money, certainly not by anything that they produce. So their economies are not very good whatsoever. It seems like the only European country that's doing well is Belgium. I mean, they're able out there to buy U.S. treasuries.
Yeah, but is that really buying U.S. treasuries? Or are we funneling the money to Belgium to cover up the fact that certainly nobody's buying debt?
Absolutely.
So they have to get the impression, well, the Belgians are buying it, they're buying it up. Nobody wants debt. Everybody knows Bank of America is morally and financially bankrupt. And so they're funneling money into Belgium, and they're simply creating this money out of nothing. You can't keep doing this indefinitely. I must have said that.
No, I know. I was being a little facetious there. That Belgium, certainly, they're the third largest buyer of treasuries, $200 billion in the past 5 months, total of $340 billion, and their GDP is only $483 billion. So how do you do that? And certainly, it's not, and they're purchasing, there's money coming in, they're being funneled. And I know at one point in time, Bob Chapman used to say that they would funnel money through the Caribbean in order to purchase. It was the same thing. You'd have these little tiny islands in the Caribbean purchasing huge amounts of treasuries. Well, they're not purchasing it. It's our own money going in there, or some other central bank that is going in there purchasing these treasuries and funneling them through. So, certainly is deceptive, and it's not certainly I don't believe any country out there is in deep desire to purchase U.S. Treasury. The bond market is a market that's, way overdue for a big correction. So
well, I share your concerns. Certainly, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cedarstrom. If you have a question or comment, and basically, if there was ever a time in your life where you needed to understand what's going on and the fraudulent nature of a debt-based economy, it's now. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. We are facing a very, very dangerous time because, of course, the foundation of our whole monetary system is debt, and we have nothing behind the debt. We have no gold, no silver. People who tried to get their gold out of the United States have found that they're not offering it, and we are basically on the very verge of what I think is going to be a major financial collapse, whether it'll come. Joel Skousen says it's not coming until after the nuclear war, but there is going to be a nuclear war. They're planning the only way out of this mess. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, of course, is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, Melody's with us, been with us pretty close to 10 years. We've never had a legitimate complaint about the way she's handled her patients and her clients. Melody, how can people get in touch with you? What should they be investing in? And what advice would you give to them today about, you know, making preparations for the very real problems that are facing us?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can go to our website, dgscoins.com. DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins, coins.com. And they have we have a small weekly newsletter that comes out on Mondays. And they can also listen to our radio programs that we do at 4 o'clock Eastern time from the website. We archive it weekly and then monthly. So they can go there and do that. And what we try to encourage folks, when they call us, number one, they're going to get good prices. They're going to get service. I mean, we do things the old-fashioned way. We still service our clients. We talk to them, and we try to understand and explain the in and outs of purchasing gold and silver. We've got great prices, great shipping. And I don't go into these novelty items that have been popping up lately in various places. It looks like a lot of places are selling gold by the grams. And I mean, I just, you know, you buy gold and silver, no nonsense. Stick to the basics. You get as much as you can for your dollars. You get more for less here at Discount. And you can't go wrong if you stay with that. I mean, once in a while, if you want to try something new, that's okay. But you have to be careful. It's not you don't buy novelty items to preserve your purchasing power. I see that just happening more and more. And the only ones who benefit from that are the people who sell it, or the dealers who sell it. It's not the people who buy it. And it always sounds like a great pitch. And we don't have pitches here at Discount Gold and Silver. I believe in gold. I believe as long as we have a fiat currency, we're going to continue to have inflation. Government wants inflation. And the purchasing power of people's money is disappearing. There's only 5% left of purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. People hold money in bank accounts, and, you know, they'll have a CD or money market account, and it doesn't pay anything. And certainly the way banks are, as risky as they might be, I'm sure there's some good, solid banks out there, but at least get it protected with gold and silver. Your banks don't pay you anything, but yet they use it. And so it's... People need to give us a call, and we'll look if they purchased the gold in the past. We'll take a look at their portfolio and put them on a plan on what they can purchase, maybe adjust it if it needs to be adjusted in any way. They could be heavy in something. I'm a believer in 80% gold, 20% silver. Silver prices rise. We go a little bit heavier in the percentage for silver. I buy gold as a savings account and silver as a checking account. That doesn't mean you can't have more silver in your portfolio. These are starting points, and what I've seen over the years, it works well. Works very well for portfolios.
And basically, of course, we have certainly a situation where people out there, they have all this money. They don't know what to do with it. They don't know where to invest it. They invest in the banks. They're getting about a quarter of a percent interest, something like that. You get into hedge funds, and you never know whether they're going to invest in something that is solid or not. And if you have a good hedge fund, you're fine. But if you have a bad hedge fund, a lot of the hedge funds are losing money or certainly not making much money. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. And, you know, they're pulling back. They've been pulling back out of the market this past year. And you had private individuals go into it a little bit stronger. And it seems like maybe we're at the top where you're having a few of them pull back. But anytime you have individuals rush into a market, that's when That's when the smart people get out. I think anybody who's leaving the markets now, the paper markets, they're the smart ones.
Well, now, what are people really doing with their money if they're not putting it in gold and silver? Where else is there an investment that at least has the potential to double or triple down the line? Because we know it's manipulated. We know the prices are being artificially maintained. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. If you got a question at all for Melody, this is the time to ask it. But Melody, what in heaven's name are people doing with their money? We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. And if you have a question, don't hesitate to give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is George Lyle, the host and founder of Awesome. We're here that American Food Soap really is a miracle. American Food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955. 674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And we're talking about the tragic situation that is existing today. And probably not more than 1% or 2% of the American population has gone into gold and silver. The rest is sitting there, victims of all the propaganda that's being put out. Melody, what are people who have a great deal of wealth doing with their money today? Certainly, if they're not in gold and silver, and most are not, where are they putting it? Are they just leaving it in banks? Are they putting it in time deposits? Are they putting it in hedge funds? What are they doing with their money to try to get some sort of income on it? And basically, they must be going further and further behind, because even though we don't talk about it, inflation is running somewhere 6 to 8% anyway, and they're going behind every time. Suddenly they did not make at least 6 or 8% to keep up with the rate of inflation. Why don't you tell us what you think and what you know is going on?
Well, I think they're keeping it in cash, and I think we've seen the drop in the yields on bonds, and that tells us that they're putting money there also. Two of the worst places that I would put my funds, and people that are living on their investments, they're not doing anything because they need, that income that it provides today. They need that to live off of, and they're hoping that it just doesn't go away. And those are the people that will probably lose the most, because they're just staying there and they're hoping. And that's a heck of a way to live when you know there's something wrong with our country and our economy. And people should be putting it into gold. I mean, energy is not a bad bet, but you have to be lucky also. It's just like anything else. People go into the miners, into the mining shares, and you're going to have a few that'll do well, but you're going to have a lot of them that don't. And so, again, it plays with a little bit of risk. And I believe that if you do play in the paper markets and you have money invested in the paper markets, get it insured with physical gold. And that way, if you lose in the paper markets, you always have your paper gold, your physical gold to fall back on. And that's what's important. You still have that physical gold and silver working for you.
Well, I noticed that they were looking at the gold and silver stocks. And, these are some of the finest gold and silver stocks are way underpriced, and they're really not making that much because artificially they're keeping the price of gold and silver down. Are you on top of that, and what should people be doing? Should people be perhaps suddenly gambling that later on these prices of the gold and silver stocks, Agnico Eagle and the others, are going to go up? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the whole key is balance in a portfolio, and you can be over leveraged in stocks, and you had the downturn like you did in the miners. Gold, physical gold, didn't go down nearly. I mean, there is no comparison as to what physical gold did to the miners. So, if people would have been properly balanced, they wouldn't have the impact that they have seen in their portfolios because they were over leveraged in miners. So, be balanced. And if you're going to be playing in the paper markets when you're making profit, pull out your profit. People hold these shares, and I believe shares are meant to trade, whether they're mine, in today's world. At one point in time, no, they weren't meant to trade. Today's world, I believe they're meant to trade. I don't believe you hold miners forever. You buy them. If you make a profit, you pull your profit out. You can continue to ride because it's a gambling casino, and that's what you do in Las Vegas. And so those who let it ride all the time, you lose. It's that simple. The house wins. And I don't think it's any different than shares, even the mining shares. So if you go into mining shares, pick good ones. But when you make a profit, you pull that money out and you put it into physical gold. That's how you can increase your physical gold holding, by doing that. And if people did that, they wouldn't be losing as much as they are in the shares. I think the shares will come back. Are they going to surpass their highs? I don't know, because it's still paper. And you might have some that do well, that do better than what they have in the past, but I wouldn't touch. If I go into penny stocks, I wouldn't put money in there unless I could afford to lose it. So, that's how I view paper investments. I own no paper investments myself, but if I did, that's how I would do my portfolio.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, when we talk about gold and silver mining stocks, we talk about Agnico Eagle or Barclays, any other that you could think of that were at least worthwhile watching carefully and closely?
I think Goldcorp would be all right. Eagle, and I'm not a financial planner, so I do need to make that clear. These are just my opinions. And there are some good ones that you can get into. Even, I think
But they're certainly not paying very well at the present time because the price of gold and silver is so low.
But I think they'll come back. And, I mean, they're certainly at low levels, so it's not like buying Agnico when it was 80 and, you know, and it dropped down to 19 and 20. So buying at this level, it's not a bad buy, but it is paper.
And it is a gamble, and whenever you're gambling, well, you never know what the guy who's running the house is going to do.
Exactly. You don't know management. You don't know, you know, who's running the company. You don't know the expenses. I mean, you have to view it as a regular stock. Just because they mine gold doesn't mean that it's going to do well. I think the biggest mistake people make when they own mining shares is they think they own gold, and they don't. They own paper. And so that's how they get themselves into trouble.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. And once again, Melody, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and with your organization and learn more about the purchase of gold and silver. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you've got a question, this is the time to ask it. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Melody, how can people get in touch with you and suddenly get your publication and listen to your programs?
The telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Our website is dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And, of course, they can sign up for our weekly newsletter and go to the radio page. They can listen live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time at the website, or they can also go into the archives. We post the weekly archive just at the bottom of the page, and then you can go into the monthly archive.
And so we see that you actually usually have an article there in the International Forecaster, and we feature the International Forecaster because we think that they're doing a good job. Of course, I know you were a friend of Bob Chapman. It was I. He was a great loss when we lost him here about a year or so ago. But they're carrying on the tradition. I think they're doing a pretty good job. What do you think about the International Forecaster as a source of information?
I think so. I think they're doing a great job. His daughter, Jen, has been able to continue. And with James Corbett, we've also started doing programs interviewing James on once a week on Wednesday. Well, because of where he lives, we do it Wednesday night, but we replay it Thursday or Friday during the day and throughout our other broadcasts. So it's not a live program due to the time problem. But he's very informative, and he's on your program also, I believe.
Yes, James, we do have every Monday evening, our evening program Monday evening. Go ahead.
Yes, I like James. He's very informative, and, you know, living in Japan, he certainly does bring a different perspective to things.
Well, certainly we're, I believe, entering into a very, very difficult picture. Many people, like, of course, I know my friend Joel Skousen, believes this is going to be a long, slow process, that they can suddenly gradually undermine the currency at a rate of 6-8%, and the thing won't fall apart. And there's not going to be a crisis. They can simply postpone this indefinitely until the war comes. And he really believes we're heading towards a war. It's not a matter of if, but when. And this is all going to be manipulated as all the other wars are manipulated, whether it be World War I or World War II or Korea or Vietnam or the first Iraqi war, or the second Iraqi war. They're all manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, so the rich get richer and the poor get poorer and the soldiers get slaughtered. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. Heading into Memorial Day, it's something that they keep in mind, but it does seem that they create wars. I don't believe wars bring prosperity to countries that they try to tell us, but there's certainly more devastation and so many lives that are lost. But it covers their tracks, and they continue the military complex, and these companies and multinational corporations continue to make billions and billions of dollars on it. So they certainly do need to have something unfold. And yes, I mean, 95% of our purchasing power of our U.S. dollar, it was done very slowly. And the next 5%, I'm not quite sure how it's going to go. It could go very slowly, as Joel says. He's very experienced. And absolutely, his knowledge is unbelievable. A very good person to listen to. So it could go very slowly. It could go, the valuation of the last 5% could go quick. I think when we wake up one day, things will be different. But you just don't know with the societal problems that we have here in this country, the breakdown of our morals and our values, it's not a great picture. It's not a great future that I see for this country.
Well, I certainly agree with you. And ladies and gentlemen, what you must understand is that you have to begin making your preparations now. We don't know when this thing is going to fall apart, but fall apart it will. There's never been an instance where a fiat money system has existed. They had one back in the first century after the birth of Christ under Diocletian, and he tried to run a fiat money system there in Rome, and eventually the whole thing fell apart. He actually had to resign as emperor and went off to raise, I think it was turnips or radishes or something of this sort, because there was just no way to maintain what they had, and eventually Rome collapsed, at least the western half of the Roman Empire collapsed because they had a fiat money system. But the eastern half, or the western half, collapsed in 476 A.D. But the eastern half lasted almost 1,000 years longer, into the 1400s. And basically, it suddenly persisted because it had a gold-backed currency, and they couldn't destroy the value of the currency as they're doing here. And certainly most people aren't even aware of this history, are they, Melody?
No, they're not. And they certainly, it's part of the agenda, I believe, to keep people busy. And they're struggling. And when you see our food prices rising, our beef prices, our produce, someone was talking to me about limes, how expensive limes are, they begin to focus on other things. And perhaps it'll be awakening usually when their bellies are hungry, that is when they'll notice that and they'll react and understand. But by then, it's too late.
And basically, the price of meat is going to the roof. The price of fish is going to the roof. The price of so many of the products that we ordinarily we're buying suddenly is simply just it's just simply exploding. We've got the smallest beef herds we've had, in probably 75 years. And you look at some of the prices on roasts and on steaks; it's just unbelievable. Are you having the same problem back where you are?
Absolutely, absolutely. Where did I see where sirloin or hamburger was actually more expensive than sirloin, and that's the staples. A lot of people's staples for their beef and for their dinners, because you can serve a lot with ground beef. So absolutely, the price is extremely skyrocketing, and I believe that the beef prices for last month was up over 8%, I believe, just for beef alone. So the difficult times are coming, and we have the droughts and we have all these other things to deal with, so it's not easy just to continue to grow things and send them truck them across the nation.
Well, right now, of course, the government has all of these wonderful welfare programs for people, but people don't understand it's all done on borrowed money. The government doesn't have the money. They're going back behind $1 trillion a year. They're going behind $1 trillion a year, and when they come up with these statistics and say it isn't true, things are not so bad. Remember when Barack Hussein Obama became president, the national debt was $10.7 trillion. Today, the national debt is about $17.6 trillion. That's a little over 6 years. and it's just a matter of time before it even gets worse. But the average individual doesn't understand that, that they are intentionally having us live on borrowed money, because if they raise taxes, people would be angry. And suddenly, if they don't provide all these wonderful benefits for us, people would be angry. So it's all done on borrowed money. But how long can you continue a great nation such as ours, the most powerful military nation in the world? But actually, if you look and see what's happening, we're cutting back dramatically on our military, and nobody's telling the American people. Well, we've got about 2 minutes for you to wrap up the program, Melody. You go right ahead.
Well, if anybody has any questions regarding gold and silver, please give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. There's a lot of things that are circulating out there, new products for gold, and this story and that story and this person not delivering. And I always encourage the listeners to let me know about these so I can do a little bit of an investigation and find out. And that way we can report it, and hopefully other people won't fall into the same situation. It's very important to preserve your wealth. It's very important to get the right product. You can diversify within the product, but just be careful. You don't want to get anything odd. You want things that are recognizable and acceptable. And, you know, view the coin for what it is and not the promises that these dealers tell you that it's going to do for you. So a bullion coin is a bullion coin. And foreign gold, if the price is based on the melt value of the coin, that's what you have, a bullion coin. So, and there's nothing wrong with it. Just know what you have. That way you won't expect something different when you go to sell it.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's been Melody Cedarstrom, and basically some discount gold and silver. You need, of course, to begin making your preparations now. We're moving into a situation. There is going to be a financial collapse. I'm not sure when it is. It's a matter of weeks, months. I really think it's probably going to be many months or a year, maybe 2 years. But there's no question it's coming. It's not a matter of if, but when. Well, Sydney, Melody Cedarstrom, Discount Gold and Silver. Thanks very much for being with us this evening, Melody, and we'll be talking to you real soon, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. And although Melody does advertise with us, certainly we agree with her. We would not have her on unless we felt she was honest and straightforward. Even more than that, that she was certainly bringing you the information you need to know, because so many people, I fear, are going to be totally destroyed before this whole thing is over. So our plea with you is to get informed. Certainly we have a great deal of information for CD sets and other test sets on the Federal Reserve System and on the banking system, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927, and you need to get this information, and you need to help us get it out across America, because of course only those people who are informed are going to have any hope of survival. We're moving into very, very difficult times. Question is, what's going to happen? Well, suddenly we may keep going exactly the way we are, going into a authoritarian society under the control of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Or God may intervene, and suddenly this is one of my, I'm not certain whether I hope he intervenes, whether I hope he doesn't intervene. But of course, when a nation turns against God, God withdraws his support from that nation, but he's not going to punish the good Christians in this country. In fact, if anybody survives, it will be the Christians who have adhered to our Lord. And basically, of course, this is why I do what I do, is trying to get people to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And there is a supernatural element out there. There is a supernatural dimension. And when you, of course, in contact with our Lord, you are in contact with that supernatural dimension. And how do we explain Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Well, we can't. I mean, there's certain things beyond your comprehension, certainly beyond my comprehension, even after studying this for well over 50 years. Well, I don't understand how it all works, but I see the influence of our Lord and his hand on my life, and he will touch your life as well if you give yourself to him. And basically you do that certainly by making a personal confession and getting down on your knees and asking him to take over your life. And hopefully you will be able to find a church where you can go to with a minister. And there are wonderful ministers out there. But I will tell you, for instance, one of our favorite ministers, Billy Crone, who does this wonderful, wonderful series, The Final Countdown, going into the prophetic things that are happening today. They went after Pastor Billy, as they have with so many ministers. Fortunately, God protected Pastor Billy. I know many of our other ministers who have listened to our programs and tried to get the information out have actually been physically and financially destroyed, because there are people planted in their churches, ladies and gentlemen, people planted in their churches to disrupt the church. Happened in my church, and to my eternal regret, I didn't understand what was happening until the last day. I didn't have time to really marshal my forces and block what they did to a wonderful minister who loved the Lord. And what was his crime? He was trying to do the right thing. Well, there are ministers out there. You need to find one. And if you can't, then, of course, we suggest you listen to the Moody Church Hour, and a few of the television ministers are fine. But you want to certainly get to a ministry where they have not yet changed the music, because music has a profound impact on you. And they have changed the music and the message of the Christian church. We are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. Quite frankly, we need your financial financial help. If you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or buy the books or DVDs, and you can get the list of them at our website, radioliberty.com, or if you'd like a free catalog, call us. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful, picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views expressed here this evening are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Barry Shamish, who's a Jewish investigative reporter who reported regularly on the news from Israel for about 30 years and the corruption there. And he was getting so very close to the devil's heartbeat that there were actually attempts on his life. He was forced to move to America. So we tried to get him on a regular basis. He did a wonderful program the other morning on the Pope's coming visit to the Holy Land. And basically, of course, the Pope is not visiting the Holy Land. The Pope is visiting Palestine. And you're not getting these implications of what's going on over there. So I've asked Barry Shamish to come on with us this evening. And I hope the program is half as good as it was the other morning, because it was really outstanding. Barry, thank you so much for being with us.
It wasn't outstanding. I'm just reporting what's coming up is a slap in the face. It is. Very, very disturbing papal visit. I just reported.
Well, you did a great job. You pick up and you tell our listeners out there across America the story about the Pope's visit. When does it take place?
Oh, it's on Sunday, a few days from now. Look, I'll give you the latest headline that was sent to me, and I'm putting it together. It's not over yet. Yesterday, I thought everyone was broken, but no. Nah. Now, this latest headline, again, from INN News, 60% is coming from one source right now. The rest is being covered up, but my goodness. All right, I'm going to start with Rabbi Yisrael Ariel. He's the head of the Temple Institute. That's the yeshiva where David's tomb is on the first floor. And the Vatican's claim that the Last Supper took place on the second floor is the source of tremendous dismay, putting it mildly, amongst the Orthodox in Jerusalem.
Oh, now, this is for our listeners there. This is on Mount Zion, just outside the Part of it's inside, part of it's outside the walled city. But this is a specific area. And basically, of course, the Pope is going to be visiting that area. And there are many people who believe that he would like the Israeli government to turn over its sovereignty over the Last Supper Room to the Vatican. Is that going to take place, or do we know?
No, there's going to be another compromise. Let me do the 1, 2, 3 before I get to the punchline. Initially, by the way, it looked like the negotiations were for all of Mount Zion, but we're diving. Let's go back to the latest headline, and we'll get to that. Worry not. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Ariel, now he is the head of the yeshiva, the Temple Mount Yeshiva. He told Arut Sheva, whoops, I hear the music already.
Right ahead, I'll tell you when to stop. Go ahead.
That he had received a letter from the Shabak, that's internal security in Israel, requesting that he, in quote, do not disturb the quiet near King David's tomb during the upcoming visit of Pope Francis starting next Sunday. Now, that was the warning that whatever he's planning to disturb the quiet, it can be dealt with by the highest levels of internal security. And here's his reaction to that letter. Quote, do I have time?
No, you don't. We'll be back in just a moment here after Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Of course, our guest is Barry Samus. And this is an important issue. I wanted to wait until we got through the news program, so Barry could tell you exactly what's going on, because, of course, there's a very real concern that something's going to happen, and basically there are those who would like to turn over part of the West Bank to the sovereignty of the Vatican, and suddenly they're
not the West Bank. I'm talking Israel.
Israel, basically, we're talking about suddenly the David's tomb. We're talking about the room where the Last Supper was supposedly held. Now it wasn't, but nominally it's been looked upon for many hundreds of years as the little place where the Last Supper was held. Barry, you go ahead and pick the story up. What basically is taking place, and why should we be concerned?
Well, let's go on to quoting Rabbi Yisrael Ariel. This Shabbat, that's going to be later today, there will be a prayer rally in the David's Tomb compound, said the rabbi. And fortunately, I received a notice from the Defense Department. They're trying to frighten me like this was Russia. They told me they don't want problems in the area of David's tomb. Soon they'll be telling me I'm forbidden to breathe. In short, a prayer rally, you can have a Christian one, one floor up, but a Jewish one is a troublemaking operation. And the Defense Department, the Secret Services, are warning him he better not try. Just watch if there is a rally. Just watch if the police don't come in. That's something to do for tonight, all right? Now, what the rabbi is saying is that it's not just the rabbi. It's been out in the call it the religious media, that originally Israel was going to hand over sovereignty to the Last Supper room, and it would be filmed worldwide, and everybody's throat would choke up by this magnificent gesture. And apparently they've changed their mind, but what they're going to do is, this is what the reports say, is that Christian services were held at the compound one day of the year. There's a big religious thing that if you have a synagogue and a church can't be in the same building, right? There are problems with that. But the new plan is, instead of handing over sovereignty, they're going to give they call it the Christians. It's the Catholics. And there's a problem here, because that differentiation should be made, but it's never made. There one day it's going to turn into 60, which, again, you're not supposed to have a synagogue in the same building as a church. But, again, without diving into it, I want to give something really astounding about this interview. He was furious that the education ministry has instructed all of Israel's high school and junior high school history teachers to hold courses for their students about the Pope. Before he arrives, everyone's going to, well, I assure you, they're not going to get the full story, all right? But they're being forced to take courses about the Pope in Israel right now. Look, here's the way the rabbi, he was furious about this, and what the students, the very malleable high school minds are going to be picking up. He said, Christianity pursued the Jews. Again, he should say Catholicism during the Crusades. There really wasn't anything but Catholicism during the Crusades. But Christianity pursued the Jews in the Crusades. Whole communities were destroyed. Hundreds of thousands of Jews were pursued. Let them teach the students about the burning of the Talmud, about the Inquisition, about the ghettos in Rome, about the oppressive government under the backing of the Pope. He's got it right! he's not even coming close to how right he's got it, all right? Now, he is furious. He's going to hold a rally. There could be trouble later today. Just something to watch out for. Shabbat starts when the sun goes down, and he didn't say El Shabbat. He said it'll either be Friday evening or Saturday morning. There's going to be a rally against the Pope. And, well, watch out. Watch out. The warnings are out there. Better not have this. Now, I'm going to go into the story that changed me to point my view, changed my view anyways, about what is going to happen. Now, I sent this to you. I thought it was very important. Well, this is political vengeance by the Vatican. It's big time stuff. Now, what we're going to do, I'll just read it. The heck with it. Palestinian Authority and Arab Christian sources, they got to say Catholic, nonetheless, are already celebrating Pope Francis's visit to Israel starting next Sunday, saying his choice to begin his trip directly in Palestinian-held Bethlehem is meant to recognize Palestine and oppose the opposition, the occupation. Now, here's a quote from Father Jamal Hadar. He's the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem. He says he is taking a helicopter directly from Jordan to Palestine to Bethlehem.
Now, they're speaking now of the Pope is going from Jordan to Bethlehem. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
That's his schedule. It was sent to me, and it sorted things out a bit for me. I bet you there's been all kinds of changes. All right, I'm going to go on with the report. A little later, I'll comment. In Bethlehem, the Pope is to travel in an open-top car. Bad idea, by the way. And meet with Chairman Mahmoud Abbas, holding a mass prayer services in Bethlehem instead of Jerusalem.
And I think for our listeners, Abbas, of course, is the head of the Palestinians. They're very, very anti-Semitic. Go ahead.
Nonetheless, the Pope meets him before Netanyahu in the first of many slights. Then he holds the mass. Now, listen, the violence done to the Christians since the PLO taking over Bethlehem is astounding. Look, Bethlehem not so long ago had 80,000 Christians. It was a Christian town. There's fewer than 10,000 left. And this was a deliberate campaign to get them out, to make them flee. And it involved dozens of rapes of Christian girls. They couldn't walk alone in the town anymore. And those who could get out got out, and that was most of them. And this is where he's holding the mass. Honest to goodness, he's showing solidarity for the people who drove the Christians out of Bethlehem.
And the thing is, you're not hearing about this through the regular media, ladies and gentlemen. The media is controlled, and you're not hearing about how they've driven from 80,000 to 8,000 Christians out of our city, and they did this primarily by rape and by accosting the women there. And this is the Christians that were forced to flee. And the fact you've never heard this before simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people are allowed to know and hear here in the United States. Go right ahead.
Why is he having his first mass in Bethlehem? Every other, there have been, I can think of two. I can think of Pius. I can think of John the 23rd. Every pope that's come to Israel previously has had the mass in the holy city. That's where you have it. Bethlehem is a minor little suburb of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the holy city where he's not having the mass. In Jerusalem, he's having a service at the Last Supper room. And by the way, I'm going to go on. In his one little step into West Jerusalem, in the whole trip, he's going to Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial. That is such a disgusting disgustingly cynical thing to do. And we're going to talk about the Vatican saving the Nazis, literally sending them worldwide very shortly. I mean, he shouldn't be allowed near Yad Vashem. But look, people think, well, he's a new pope, and he has nothing to do with the previous popes. And boy, oh boy, this is the Vatican. And their representative, their highest representative, is going into the memorial for 6 million dead Jews. It's beyond insulting. It's beyond cynical.
Well, but basically the reason it is because the Vatican actually helped the Nazis escape. Hundreds of thousands of Nazi war criminals.
No, not hundreds, but the figure I've read is over 100,000.
Okay, fine. Over 100,000 Nazi war criminals who were helped by the Vatican to escape. Any sign of certainly punishment for their terrible crime against the Jews? How many certainly Nazis were tried by the Israeli government? One, and that was Eichmann. That was the only one. They were given a free pass, but the average American is never allowed to realize that. Go right ahead, Mary.
Well, after his mass in Bethlehem, he is going to the Al-Dehesha refugee camp to visit the poor Palestinians who are living under occupation. What occupation? It's run by the PLO. Israel walked out of there. If they don't like the camp, they should shut it down. Look, this is, again, the twisting of reality. And not even sophisticated twisting of reality is about to take place, using the Vatican for a twisted PR message to the world.
Hold that thought. But the Pope is going to visit the Palestinians and support them, not the Israelis.
While the storm... Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Cindy Barry is simply talking about the fact that there was some graffiti that was dabbed on the Notre Dame, the cathedral, the border between over there in Jerusalem. And basically, because they're saying, well, my goodness, the Catholics are going to have to stop this sort of anti-Semitic, Sydney, insults to the Jewish people. And basically, this is probably all certainly all set up. It's all sort of an agent provocateur operation. But you go ahead, Barry.
Well, here's the reaction of the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, noting the graffiti was painted on property owned by the Holy See just before his arrival in Israel. The bishops are very concerned about the lack of security from the political sector and fear an escalation of violence. And he adds, we feel neither safe nor protected. That quote, by the way, went all over the place. And, well, the church leaders demanded that Israel become aware of its responsibilities. Look, security measures were taken. Mickey Rosenfeld is the police spokesman. Look at what he says. Quote, security measures are being taken and prepared for this important visit of the Pope. Units are training and there is a liaison between security here and Vatican security. He continues, we would do anything to prevent any incident whatsoever on any level, be it criminal or terrorist, among all the different communities. Well, that takes care of everything. Anything that can happen is in that one sentence.
But basically, why? I mean, suddenly somebody dabs some graffiti suddenly onto this church. Why make such a big issue out of it? And of course, basically, we don't even know who it was. It could very well have been American intelligence agencies who did this to precipitate an incident. They do it all the time. We don't know. So why make a major
issue? It's Israeli intelligence. It's a Shabak. I have a pretty good idea of how it's done. I would say better than not, it was the Shabak, Israeli Internal Security. Okay, that's my educated guess on this one. Now, look, this patriarchate who's going bananas over upcoming violence and we don't feel safe and where are the Israelis? Why didn't he say anything about the persecution of Christians and the de-Christianization of not just Bethlehem, Ramallah, it goes on. The Christians have all left. Did you know that Ramallah was a Christian city? Let's say 30 years ago, whatever. The fact is they're gone. And in Bethlehem, they're gone. And the persecution continues. But I'm going to read something to you. Now, this happened, I guess a week ago. there was an attack. There was a Catholic holiday. I'm not sure what. It was centered at St. George's Monastery. That's very close to Bethlehem. High up a mountain, but it's very close to Bethlehem. Now, here's the headline. This comes from CAMRA. That's an organization that's trying to monitor the news without, well, whatever the agenda against Israel is. They're trying to get the news out without that agenda. Christian Arab residents of the village of El Hadar in the Bethlehem area were savagely attacked by local Muslims as they celebrated a Christian holiday last week. And this again, they were pelted with rocks and stones, and there were eight injuries and whatever. Let's go on with the CAMRA report. Some local Muslims tried to park a car too close to the church. In that area, cars blow up. You know, I could see the concern. Nonetheless, they were asked to leave. And, well, they didn't take well to it. They stabbed the first Christian guard. He was hospitalized, and you had a riot breakup where eight Christians were injured. Do I have time to carry on?
No, we're going to be going to a break, I guess. As Barry Samage will be getting to this material in just a moment here. But, ladies and gentlemen, everything is being done to foment a city unrest over there. All sorts of agent provocateurs doing everything they can. And remember, Chris, who finances this whole Islamic terrorist movement? Who's funding the Islamic terrorist movement in Syria? You are, ladies and gentlemen, your tax dollars. And the same thing is true throughout so much of the Middle East and the Near East today. And the average American, he's living such a good life, he has no idea what's going on. But one day he's going to wake up with a horrible realization.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry is simply saying that they've driven the Jews pretty well out of large segments of, and the Christians out of large segments of that area, the Jews as well. But go ahead, pick up the story, Barry.
Well, the Jews, I suppose there was enough rumor to get things going. In short, hundreds of religious Jews gathered on Monday, let's say, 5 days ago, near the reputed scene of Jesus' Last Supper in Jerusalem, demanding that Israel keep sovereignty over King David's tomb. Pope Francis will visit the Holy Land May 24, 26, before returning to Rome, and is set to hold a mass in the site known as the Upper Room or the Cenacle on Mount Zion. The Jews revere the site as the tomb of King David, which is, of course, this is just a beautiful setup for conflict. My goodness. Nonetheless, it's a classic setup for conflict. The Christians are coming into a yeshiva. The Jews revere it as the tomb of King David. A mini war will happen there when all of this is takes place, possibly. And believe me, many people understand this. Now, the sovereignty over the Last Supper Room, the Cenacle, now this is important, which was renovated by the Franciscans in the 14th century before the group was forced out. That was the end of the Crusades. The Muslims took over and out they went. But nonetheless, the business with the Franciscans, keep this in mind, the Franciscans and the Benedictines, they smuggled 100,000 Nazis through their monasteries. They stamped them with new identities. They gave them tickets largely to South America. But America, the United States, got 30,000 as well. That's the famous Operation Paperclip. It had a different name in America, but it was all the same. The Vatican saved the Nazis. Now, if you think that was easy to get 100,000 people into monasteries, my goodness, you want to talk conspiracy. That's a conspiracy. To get 100,000 people directed to the monasteries, to let them know there was safety there, to let them know that they were going to have to leave before they were forced to serve justice for the disgusting crimes against humanity, that was really an operation. But by the end of the 40s, it was in full flight. They were going to South America in the tens of thousands. This was the Franciscans who did all 50,000 of the Nazis. The Benedictines, the other 50,000, they were responsible for saving the Nazis. They never faced justice. 14, what was it, Nuremberg, they got the top, and all the rest got off. Now, this, the fact that the Cenacle, that the Last Supper Room was renovated by the Franciscans, they saved the Nazis. What on earth? Why is the Pope, doesn't he have the sensitivity to understand there's a major issue? Of course not. They don't mention that they saved the Nazis. They don't say that the Franciscans funneled about 50,000 Nazis through their monasteries and gave them new identities and new passports and had a whole operation to save masses of Nazis. And he's going to their room. The Franciscans believe that the Cenacle is theirs. The reason for war is far, far more significant than you may realize. And what the Vatican has been up to vis-a-vis the Jews is disgraceful beyond belief. Why are Israelis welcoming this pope? Why are they letting him even near their country? That's the first thing. He, no matter what they say, that he wasn't there and every pope is different than the one before, whatever they say, the Vatican as an organization has not changed. And they saved Nazism. And Israel, well, read Ben Hecht's book. That's H-E-C-T, Hecht. He was a very good film writer before, you know, My Girl Friday, I believe, The Front Page. He was a comedy writer. And then he wrote a book about Rudolf Kastner and Adolf Eichmann.
Okay, fine. And this, of course, about the Holocaust. The book is perfidy, and basically you go right in the background because this is an important part of the story that has been thoroughly suppressed across the world. Go ahead.
Yeah. In short, the Jewish agency, which is through all kinds of conniving and dirty tricks and whatever, they took over well, labor Zionism, one little branch of Judaism, took over the Parliament of the Jews, and they cut a deal with the Nazis. It was called the Transfer Agreement. And again, I've written about that in my books, but I owe much to all kinds of people. Edwin Black, I suppose, is the most obvious from the Transfer Agreement, but Rabbi Marvin Antleman, who was, what can you say? I mean, I didn't realize we were close at the time, but he phoned every week. And believe it or not, to get information from me about what was going on, but he instilled a view in my mind. It took me 20 years to understand it properly, that the Jews were taken over, but that the labor Zionists were fomenting. It's called Sabbateanism, or, I'm not going to dive into this. In short, Rudolf Kastner met Adolf Eichmann first in Palestine. Eichmann came to Palestine, went to a kibbutz, had a grand old time. In 1944, Adolf Eichmann was funneling the Jews of Hungary and nearby regions into the death camps. Rudolf Kastner was sent to Hungary to negotiate for the Jews. Eichmann told them outright, this came out of this trial, by the way, 700 trucks, one little factory in Detroit could put them out in a day. He wants to get loot out of Hungary. Give me 700 trucks, you can have all the Jews, they're yours. I don't want to kill anymore. Kastner said no. He gave him a list. By the way, he was wearing Nazi uniform, believe it or not, but he gave him the list. He says, these are the Jews we want saved. The rest to hell with them. The opponents, the religious, the right wing, to hell with them. Now, as Chaim Weizmann, the first president of Israel, said, in 1935, by the way, there is going to be a Holocaust. Use that word, Shoah, Holocaust. And perhaps 2 million Jews will survive, but they'll be strong and good for Eretz Israel, for the land of Israel. They cut a deal with the Nazis. They funneled German Jews, as many as they could get out, through labor Zionist camps to Palestine. And then when Rudolf Kastner went to Hungary in 1944, he asked for 3,000 more of his hand-picked seed stock Jews to be released. Now, if they got into Palestine, that means the British were involved in this. How else could they get into Palestine if the British, who were running the borders and had banned them, didn't let them in? And now this conspiracy becomes very real and very worldwide and appalling, to say the least. Appalling because within all this mess are these labor Zionists. One of them is the president of Israel today, Shimon Peres. Now, last year, Peres visit to the Vatican. Excuse me. And he told the Italian newspaper that a compromise had been reached on the cenacle in the Last Supper room, and that 99% of all issues concerning the Last Supper room had been addressed. Well, it looks like that 1% didn't get through. That's what I think. That's what I think from the information we've been getting, that 1% is a real sticking point that labor Zionism politically, on a good day, okay, a really good day, sunny day, good day for voters, they won't get 20 seats in the 120-seat Knesset. They don't have power anymore. The right and the religious have taken over. But they still have the power. They have financial power. They run the banks. They have media power. They run TV. Oh, my good. Where it counts, they have university power. They run the academics. Where it counts, they're still there. Where it counts, they got Paris to become president. Now, watch out for this. Your Congress is about to make him, give him some grand award. They voted on it. 300 said, yes, give Paris this award. You're about to see Paris, this butcher, get, well, recognized by America as a citizen of the world. Will the game never end? Will it never end? Well, on we go. He's meeting the Pope with Netanyahu.
And for our listeners out there, Peres is over 90 years old. He dates all the way back to the time of Adolf Hitler, and was very, very certain he was actually not opposed to what Hitler was doing. He is the president of Israel today. Go right ahead.
All right, I'm going to do this, relevant or not, has to be understood. Peres was a man in his late 20s. When the state of Israel was formed, he was the state of Israel's first atomic energy commissioner. He wanted a bomb. He wanted nuclear power. He cut a deal. It's called the Ringworm Children. A massive nuclear experiment was done on every single Sephardic child in Israel, all the way to the late 50s. Every one of them. Government, call them inspectors, would come into classrooms and ask the Sephardic kids to stand up. They had names. If an Ashkenazi kid stood up, they told them to sit down. You don't have ringworm. Only Sephardim have ringworm. They blasted their heads with hundreds of times the legal, normal amount of gamma rays. They took marker paints on their heads. They marked them off like cattle, and they blasted them time after time after time with massive amounts of radiation. An entire group of people, all their children, were guinea pigs.
And you're talking about over 100,000 children, aren't you?
Yes, I am, 115,000. It's a god-awful story. Look, the Sephardim came to Israel because the Holocaust worked too well. Chaim Weizmann was wrong. There weren't 2 million. Wherever the Nazis occupied, the Jews didn't make it out. About 100,000 made it out, maybe. They couldn't build a country or an army without people. They stirred up, they bribed leaders throughout the Middle East to let Israeli planes land and take the Sephardim to Israel. They didn't want to leave. They stirred up the violence. They caused the justification. And how the Sephardim got there in the first place is entirely because of the labor Zionists, entirely. They didn't have such no matter what the propaganda says, they didn't want to come. But there was no choice. There was no choice. They would be slaughtered. And that, again, they weren't going to be slaughtered until, well, until the leaders of the Middle East decided was in their interest to scare the willies out of them, and then all the Jews, literally all the Jews of the Middle East, landed in Israel. The lucky ones, the Moroccans, a lot went to France, but that's where the children came from. Paris Atomic Energy Commissioner told the Americans, who were, you know, remember, late 40s, they didn't know what the effects of radiation was on people. It was early in the game. Paris offered them an entire people. You can test from childhood on what blasting them with massive amounts of gamma rays, probably the dose you would get, let's say, 20 miles from the center of Hiroshima. And let's see what happens as they grow up. What happened is 6,000 died in the first year. And, you know, I used to see Sephardic women, and they all, about my age, and their hair was scraggly and missing. And I used to think that was some sort of genetic trait of being Sephardic, except their children, their daughters had beautiful hair. It turns out that was one of the effects of massive radiation dose. You know, there's a film on the internet. Look up The Ringworm Children. That was the David Balash. He was a friend of mine. He was an informant of mine. Look at it.
It's called The Ringworm Children. The Ringworm Children. Go ahead, Barry.
Yes, it's called The Ringworm Children. Again, this papal visit, Paris went to the Vatican. He offered them the Last Supper room. No matter how much it opposed Judaism, you don't put a church and a synagogue in the same itty-bitty little building and think nothing's going to happen. All right? Why not just throw in a mosque and let's see the world break out in a little building? We can have a microcosm of the world's problems. They're doing that. All right? They're doing it. Look, you have to understand this is all being set up. And, oh, I hear the music.
Go right ahead. I'll go right ahead.
This is all being set up, but the Pope is not going to get what he thought he was going to get. And the trip is now really nothing to do with Israel. It's a trip to Palestine with a side trip to Yad Vashem, which is appalling beyond belief that he would step in that building. It's very, very, very irritating for me to tell you all this stuff. But that's what you're going to see starting on Sunday.
All right. Well, of course, we appreciate what Barry Shamish is doing. And we'll be back here in just a moment with Barry to wrap up the program.
Oh, wrap up? Okay, why not?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to try to understand what's going on, let me suggest you listen to our programs regularly or read the books that we've either authored or offer by others, all sorts of information available simply by going to RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Now, Barry feels that this is going to be a very important weekend. The Pope's visit, certainly to the Palestinian centers, and of course to rather than actually going to be supporting the Christian aspect, rather than supporting the Jews, the Pope is going to be supporting the Palestinian liberation movement, and this is all wrong. But you have to understand that very little makes sense today unless you understand that there are powerful spirits and forces behind everything going on today. And most people think that we're involved in a political battle or a cultural battle. But we're not. We're involved in a spiritual battle, and it involves very much what's going on in the Near East and the Middle East. And this is what we do, is to try to draw your attention not to what the media is telling you because the media is controlled, but to what's really going on behind the scenes. That is interplay between the Catholic Church, which is really under demonic control today, the Christian Church, which has been thoroughly infiltrated, and suddenly the banking industry, which controls most of the world. All of this information is out there. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Brotherhood of Darkness, we suggest James Perloff's wonderful book, Shadows of Power, Tom Flynn's book, they're all available. We'll give you real insight into what's really going on behind the scenes, because remember, ladies and gentlemen, the media is not going to tell you about what's taking place, or the fact that basically there are truly secret societies. There really are satanic societies that are moving us, and what is their ultimate goal? A one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and, of course, the destruction of Christianity. And that's what it's really all about. That's why, of course, as you analyze what's going on today, that's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. That is why they've systematically destroyed the moral foundation of America. That is why, certainly, here in California, 60, 70% of the population can vote, certainly, to ban same-sex marriage, and one judge can certainly undo everything in the name of democracy. One judge, who may very well be a homosexual himself, is simply saying, well, these doesn't matter how the people vote, we're a democracy, but I make the ultimate decision. We live in a world gone mad, and where is the outcry from our political and spiritual leaders? There is none, because behind everything are powerful demonic forces. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Brotherhood of Darkness. You get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Somebody just called today to order a case of the books at a reduced price. And we want you to get the book out. We want you to get the information. We want you to get people educated as to what's really going on. And then join us in this truly epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the people on the other side are well-financed. The richest people in the world are in on this, and many of them have gotten their wealth because they've given their soul to the devil. They sold out. This is not imaginary. If you think it is, go to the website of the Trilateral Commission, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, look at their website, at their logo. It's basically three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. They understand. But they figure you're too dumb to understand. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
I'll be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices. From the mouth.